This is episode number 51 with Mark Fitt. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. What is up, greats? Thanks so much for tuning in today with this very special episode, because it's all about how to control your mind, body, and your life. And that's the mission behind our guest today, Mark Fitt. And he is a 23-year-old, super successful fitness model, personal trainer, sponsored athlete, and entrepreneur out of Montreal, Canada. And I first got tuned into Mark a few months ago because I saw, I think, a video or a picture of his or something that had so much response to what this kid was doing that I just had to see for myself what it was all about and what he was up to. And since then, I've been able to connect with Mark a little bit here and there and really learn about what he's been creating for himself. Again, a young guy, 23. He's got a huge fitness business that he's created in just a couple of short years. And his story is pretty interesting about how he went from kind of out of shape, trying to get in shape for the police academy up in Canada, and what he realized is what he fell in love with. He fell in love with what he really loved doing, which was being the best version of himself physically and mentally, and the discipline behind that. And in this episode, we really break down kind of his whole journey over the last couple of years. Also, he learned English in 2 years because he had such a huge following. Again, he's getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of views on his YouTube channel for his videos. His Instagram, his Facebook has over 500,000 fans, and it continues to rise extremely quickly. So he was only speaking French a couple of years ago and realized that his audience was all over the world. So he decided to, again, take on something new and learn English in a couple of short years. So you'll hear his French accent in this episode as well, which is pretty cool. But I'm very excited about this because, again, a lot of the youth today get out of college and struggle because they're trying to they're trying to figure out what it is they want to do. They're trying to figure out how to get a job, how to get a career, how to live someone else's dream, really, by just getting a paycheck. And what I like about Mark is that he figured out what it is he fell in love with for himself. He figured out what his dream is. He discovered what makes him come alive, what he loves to feel every single moment of every single day. And he figured out his journey, his path. He's not living someone else's journey, someone else's path, and trying to figure out how to make a living working for someone else. And that's what I really admire about this young kid, is that he's following his dreams. He's following his bliss and living to the fullest every single day to serve others, to inspire them. And for me, that's what it's all about. So in this episode, we're really going to just dive into Mark's story, kind of what he's created. And again, he's a young guy, 23 years old, and what he's been able to create for himself, his business, relationships, his life in a few short years, and let you know about how he's done it. So I'm very excited about this episode. And with that, guys, please welcome Mark Fitt and let the class begin.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
And thanks again, everyone, for tuning back into School of Greatness. I'm super pumped today because we've got a recent friend of mine. His name is Mark Fit on. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing great. And Mark is from Quebec in Canada, and he just learned English 2 years ago. He grew up speaking French and is new to the English world. So I'm excited to have you on. And hopefully everything I say you understand, but it seems like you're pretty good at it already.
It should be fine.
Now, Mark, for those that don't know, I recently have been in touch with Mark. I saw him originally, I believe, on Instagram. I don't know how, what happened. Someone posted a picture, or you might have liked one of my pictures or something. I saw you, and I was like, who is this kid? And he's a fitness coach, fitness expert. He's also a fitness model, trainer, sponsored athlete, entrepreneur, speaker, and he's a young guy. He's done a lot of great things. I think you have over like close to 20 million views on your YouTube channel. You've got a huge audience. You're inspiring people all over the world with your message and with your lifestyle. And I'm excited to have you on and just kind of talk about what you've been up to, why you got into this type of fitness lifestyle, and what you're doing next. So let's start off with how'd you get into fitness, man? You're such like a good looking dude, and you're you've got probably like 5% body fat or less. And why'd you get into this in the first place? And why'd you want to start teaching other people about living a great lifestyle?
It's a really great question, because in the first part, I wasn't training like for the shape. I was training for being more endurant, having more strength, because I was in a police academy, so I wanted to be in the SWAT team.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was my goal, and I just started working out, and I was around 15% body fat, I think, when I started.
Wow.
And I wasn't like in great shape. I was okay because I played hockey 17 years, but apart that, fitness and working out was not my thing. And then I started like to get in shape, really in shape, and people ask me question about how I did it. They want just some advice. And then I started like that, and I just started like a little blog on WordPress to just show what I'm doing, and I had a lot of traffic. So then the first video came out on YouTube, and the response was well, and that's how I started.
That's how you got started. Now, when did you join, or when did you want to be on the SWAT team or the police academy? How old were you?
I was 20. Yeah, 20.
So 3 years ago.
Yep.
And then what happened? Did you end up making the academy? Did you drop out or what?
I dropped out for a year to start my own business, and just to create full content, because I started while I was in school, and it was crazy. Like you saw like my Facebook page and probably like my Instagram and stuff. So there's a lot of traffic, a lot of requests, and I started like to make a good living with it. So I dropped out like for a year, and then I returned to school to finish it because I wanted to finish it. And then, I didn't go to the...
You didn't finish. Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished school.
You finished school.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you just decided, you're like, well, I'm making more money doing this, and I'm working out every day as opposed to working.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Now you've got like 550,000 Facebook fans, and I think the last time I talked to you, you just hit 500,000 like a few weeks ago. So it's growing really fast. Your YouTube channel is probably huge, and your engagement is really big. So you've got a lot of people just constantly talking about it. They're very inspired by what you do, and I think it's cool that you were going to be a police officer or in the SWAT team. So was your original goal. Then you started to get in great shape and realized that, hey, I can build a business around this on the side. And then realized that you were probably making a really great living around this and, doing it all on your own terms. You didn't have a boss.
I work from home, and it's crazy. And in the first part, it wasn't like to build a business because I didn't know nothing about online business, about SEO, or I don't know, like what was like traffic and everything. And I didn't know like how to build a website. So I learned just from scratch.
Yeah.
And yeah, YouTube have some good tutorials to learn. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can learn anything on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So what did you do then? You didn't know what you were doing. You just decided to put some videos up there and people really enjoyed it. They loved the response that you were creating. And what was it like kind of getting your first sale? What did you do? Was it a t-shirt you sold? Was it a coaching call? Was it membership site? What was it?
It's kind of funny, but it started with my friends. So in the first part, I went to Walmart, buy some white shirt, and I made like my own logo and print it like homemade in my garage directly on the shirt. And some of my friends just wanted the shirt. So I sell out like a couple of shirts like that. But then online... I don't know. I had a lot of traffic and I just decided to sell one workout for $4.99.
A workout? To see,
yeah, a workout, one of my workouts.
Like a video or like
a PDF file,
Okay.
With no picture, with nothing, just text. Really basic. And yeah, that's what I put on my site with a little PayPal button, nothing like crazy. And I had so much sales in 2 days that I was like, oh, there's potential here.
How many sales did you get?
I don't remember, but it was a lot. It was more than what I was making as a security guard while I was in school. So it was crazy. But I always wanted like not just to sell something and make money. It was just sharing, inspiring people, show that everything is possible and you can start from nothing and build something that you really want or you're passionate about.
That's great, man. And so what happened next? You sold this PDF for $4.99. You realized you're making more money with that.
Yeah, and I was sent... Yeah, it was a lot of work because I was sending everything manually.
Manually?
Yeah. I didn't have any like automatic thing. So I was receiving like the money on my PayPal and my cell phone. And I was in school and I was like, oh my God. And I was with one of my friends and saying like, yo, check. Another $5. And it was just the best feeling in the world, like to see that someone interested in what I'm doing. And
wow. And so you're manually emailing people back is what you're saying.
Yeah, with the PDF file and with the instruction.
Oh my gosh, that must have taken forever.
Yeah.
So what was next after that? Would you realize, hey, I've got a real business that I could create from this. Mm-hmm. Did you start understanding WordPress? Did you start enhancing videos?
In the first part I was doing, using WordPress.com. So you cannot like really modify stuff. The team are not good and it's not the best platform to build something at your image. And so then I learned about like WordPress.org and I downloaded a team. I installed that. I started with WooCommerce. It's a plugin for online e-commerce.
Yep.
And I just set up everything, then create more product. And I've got my first sponsorship. So then we made a kind of an agreement so I can sell clothing and supplements. Mm-hmm. And it started like that. Yeah.
Now what's the sponsorship?
With a supplements company. So it's Beyond Yourself Supplements. It's based in Montreal, Canada.
Now why did you, I like the name Beyond Yourself. Now why did you attach yourself to this name and what's it mean to you? Beyond Yourself. What's that mean to you?
It's great question. Because I had a lot of offer from local stores and Beyond Yourself is just what I represent. I'm with them since the beginning and it's just a great company. The guys are nice. It's not, when you buy their supplements, they never say like, it's the magic formula to get result. It's, you have to work hard first and then the supplements are there to help you out.
Mm.
So yeah, I just love their mindset.
Gotcha. And what is Beyond Yourself? What does that statement mean to you?
Just
what does it mean to be beyond yourself when you're working out? Because I see you wearing the gear a lot. And what does that mean to you?
It's kind of giving me like the power to go beyond what I can do. Like I just always go over my limits. And it's not, maybe not human. It's not normal what I'm doing. It's just, I'm in the gym. I'm in another world. And it's just my own battlefield. It's where I can focus on myself and become more.
I like that. So when you're in the gym, what's your mindset like? What do you think before you enter the gym when you're about to do something that may seem impossible for you or that is extremely challenging? Where do you take yourself mentally and physically? Do you have a routine? Do you listen to music? Do you have an alter ego where you're, you know, you put picture yourself as, you know, Hercules? What is it that you do?
I have my own routine. So 40 minutes before I'm going to the gym, I always watch motivational video. I listen to motivational speech. I just place my mind at the right place to go work out and challenge myself in the gym. So when I arrive to the gym, for sure, I have a good pre-workout, so I'm really like pumped to work out. But I think about all my followers. It's maybe stupid, but I think like I have kind of a responsibility with what I'm doing, and I just need to give my best every day because I cannot give up now. Mm. I have so many people who count on me, and it's just I want to show that everything is possible, and it's just yeah, that's what I want to do. And if I give up, like what kind of message I'm sending out, like you, I don't know. It's maybe deep. I don't know.
I like that. Now, do you feel like that responsibility is a lot of pressure, or do you put pressure on yourself, or how do you manage that pressure?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but it's a good pressure because I can be the best version of me because of that.
Interesting.
It's a pressure of our parents, but it's a good pressure. In the beginning, it was maybe hard to handle because, like, I'm still young, I'm still learning, and there's a lot of things like I have to do every day. And I was working like 18, 19, 20 hours a day. Mm. I was sleeping 4 hours, sometimes 3 hours, sometimes I didn't sleep to build everything because I was the one man show in the beginning, you know?
Right, right.
So it was a lot. But I learned a lot too, and I became stronger mentally, and yeah, it helped me out.
Now, where is most of your audience? Is it in Canada? Is it in the US?
Nope. Over the world? No, because I started like everything in English, my main audience is in the US.
Yeah.
US, then Germany, then Mexico. Canada is then the ninth country.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And what are most of your fans, or what are most of your audience? Are they into fitness themselves? Are they more of a working class that's trying to get fit? What are they? Who are they mostly?
Between 17 and 26, 25.
Yeah. Is it mostly men, women? Is it?
Mostly men.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women recently, but yeah.
And what's their goal? They're just trying to get in shape? Are they trying to look as ripped as you? What's the main goal for them?
I think the goal is not, because my thing is fitness, it's getting in shape. And that is, I can share my message. Like, I'm getting in shape, not because I'm strong or whatever. It's just because it's a reflection of how I am mentally.
Mm.
Because it takes a lot of hard work, discipline, and you cannot have that kind of physique if you're not consistent in what you're doing. Mm. So I think like I have a lot of followers who know that, and they see it as an inspiration in whatever they do.
Mm. Now, you used to be 15% body fat, right?
Yeah.
And 15% body fat's not, you know, that big, really, but it's
just... But I was skinny, no muscle, skinny. Nothing. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. I was like 130 pounds, something like that.
Wow. And what are you now?
175.
And what are you
I'm
about?
Not that big, too.
What are you, about 5'10", or how tall are you?
5'10", yeah.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. So... You put on like 45, 50 pounds of muscle, it seems like, and dropped your body fat. So that's pretty amazing. And I like how your logo, you say everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you say that your physical physique is a reflection of your mental physique and where you're at mentally. Now, what's your diet like? What's your daily routine with your intake, your nutrition?
My diet, I have 7 meals a day. So I eat every 2 hours. It's basic. It's not something like, oh, it's the best diet in the world. I just always follow it, so I get result. But one thing I'm doing, it's weighing all my food.
Weighing?
I weigh my food.
Well, why do you weigh it?
Because I can be sure at 100% of what I'm eating. So I can reach the right amount of protein, carbs, and fat. And in this way, if I don't see result, I can adjust myself easily.
Wow. So everything is very calculated, what you put in your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what about the people who say, you know, what about enjoying life and just having a meal and being out with your friends? And, you know, it seems so you're so disciplined and strict. You know, do you ever get to have fun with what you eat and relax and enjoy that, the playful foods? What do you say about that?
I have one cheat meal a week, so I can say that. And it's what I love to do. If I'm not, I don't know, it's maybe an obsession of getting in shape, but I feel really great. I have so much energy now. I wake up early in the morning around 5:30 a.m. and I do my own thing. I just love being in shape and feel that I can reach whatever I want in terms of performance.
Mm. Now, how much sleep do you get at night? What time do you usually go to bed?
Now it's better than before. So now I almost get like 7 hours a night.
Yeah.
Between 6 and 7 hours.
Okay.
And I go bed around 10.
Okay. Do you feel like when you get a full 7-8 hours of sleep that you're able to perform at a higher frequency and a higher strength level when you're working out?
Yeah, for sure. Sleep is really important. Yeah. If you're not sleeping tight, you cannot be performing at the gym the next day.
Right. One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Now, do you think if you started eating, let's just say, 3 to 4 meals a day, kind of being relaxed on what you were eating, having more sugar, desserts, not too much, but just kind of being relaxed with it, and you weren't so disciplined, do you feel like your body would be as in good shape?
I would have a relaxed body.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can get in shape, but you cannot be one of the top fitness models in the world by eating sugars all the time or being average. If you want to be a top, you need to act like a champion.
Everything. Every meal, everything you do, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now,
yeah. It's my thing. Like, it's not everyone who want to do that, but for me, that's what I enjoy. So,
right.
It's not a task for me. I just enjoy it.
You love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how much is the food important for the body compared to the workout? Is the food more important for you, or is the workout what really matters in getting in shape?
I think the food will give you all the result that you want.
Really?
And it's the hardest part to follow. It's really hard to follow a right diet, because in our world, we have so much fast food. Our friends don't want to eat healthy. It's so easy to go at Subway or McDonald's and get it fast. But food will play around 80%, I think, in your result, because you can work out like crazy, but if you're not eating well, you can get in correct shape. But if you want to see your six packs, you need to get on a diet at least five times a week. Yeah. Sorry.
Really? Yeah. So you can have one cheat day or one cheat meal?
For myself, I have only one cheat meal.
Wow. For someone that wants to look ripped but not as shredded as you, they could go for one day a week, you think?
It depends on your body type and it depends on your metabolism. If you are something who gain fat easily, I will not suggest it. But if you are an ectomorph, someone who struggle to gain muscle and fat, yes, you can have a cheat day.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel like someone with, let's say in shape, let's say between 8 and 12% body fat, I would say, you know, usually they can look pretty good. They can have like a semi six pack, you know, you can have strong body, you can be, you know, really strong and in shape, but not super shredded like you. Someone with, let's say, 8 to 12% body fat, or maybe even a little higher, do you feel like if your body is not in the best shape of your life, that you can still perform and achieve amazing results in your career, in your relationships, or anything else you want to take on in your life? Do you feel like, again, if your body is only, you know, average shape or good shape but not the best, that it's going to reflect on the rest of your life? Or can you still have an amazing life and achieve huge results in everything else in your life if you're not in the best shape?
I think you can still achieve whatever you want in life, but the thing with your body is it will just help you to have more energy. Mm. And it always depends on your goal. If you want to do like CrossFit, you don't have to be shred as hell and be like in the 4 or 5% body fat. And if you want to run a marathon, it's not good to be on a low body fat.
Mm.
So it depends on your goal.
So you don't have to be completely shredded in order to achieve. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. But you definitely,
as long as you feel right with your body and you love your body, it will be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what type of things are you studying in terms of your body? What have you done to study about and research about this for yourself? Or has it kind of just been exploring it and trying different things? Or is there someone that do you have a mentor or someone that you follow to learn this stuff?
I don't have any mentors, but like that I met physically, but I learned a lot from everyone that I can find.
Sure. Who are some of the people that you like?
In the fitness world or?
Yeah, in the fitness world.
A classic one, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Frank Zane. There's I also like bodybuilders because their dedication is crazy. All they are at the gym, the mindset. So I learned from big guys like Jake Cutler, Phil Heath, all these guys, but it's not something that I wanted to achieve. But it's something that I respect. I learned from almost everyone. There's always something that you can take from anybody. And Michael Jackson said a quote that learn from the great if you want to become greater. Mm. And it's something that touched me because I only mimic what the greats are doing, you know?
Mm.
It's you don't have to start from scratch. There's so much people who had success and you can learn from it. And you just have to adjust their own success in your life.
Sure. Now, what about people not in the fitness space? Who inspires you for mindset or personal development type of information?
There's a lot. It depends. You first. Yeah. A year ago, I was listening to your podcast, seriously. Oh. And a year ago, I said to my girlfriend, I will be on this show one day. And now I'm here. Yeah,
well, there you go. Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate it. Well, that you learned English so we could make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard. It was a struggle in the beginning, seriously. I did my first live TV show when I just started like to speak English and it was so stressful.
Wow.
It was crazy. And but when I saw like George St. Pierre, it's a great inspiration.
Oh man.
When I saw him like speaking, I was like, oh man, I can do it. because like we have almost like the same accent and people in the US love him. So I was like, oh, you do it. I can.
He's from Quebec, right?
Yeah. Same place, Montreal.
Wow. Nice.
And but it was really hard. And it was a challenge for me because I cannot express myself like I want.
Mm.
If it was in French, it's like, I have like kind of a language barrier and that kind of thing. It's It's hard when you have so much followers and you want to say something and you don't know how to express yourself. It's really hard. It can frustrate you.
That's yeah. Now, what did you do to learn English then? Were you just you said you were listening, watching TV, but were you really? Did you have a class that you were going to, or is it more just talking with friends?
We learn English at school. But in the beginning, I didn't want to learn English because I was like here and we don't need like to speak English. And
yeah,
but like, the majority of the world speaks English, so I had to. But now I enjoy it. I prefer now speaking in English than in French because it's shorter.
It's easier, right?
Yeah, easier. Yeah.
we speak.
But I mean, like when you writing in English, it's so short if you compare it to French.
Really?
So, yeah.
Now, do you do all your writing in English as well, or does someone on your team do that for you?
I write everything and someone of my team just correct it.
Nice.
Be sure everything is right. But now I start to be good.
That's good, man. Now what's next for you? What's on the journey? You've got this huge audience. You've got this coaching program, membership site with thousands of people who are getting your content and inspired every single day and every week. What's next for you? I know you've got a foundation. I think every time someone buys a shirt that you donate a portion of that to charity.
Yeah.
So what do you got next for you, man?
I have a book who's coming. I also start like public speaking in French here in Canada. Then I will do probably a world tour. I will see how it's going, but I want to become better in how I express myself and just become better in the public speaking area. And I just want to touch as many people as I can with what I'm doing just to show that you can start from nothing and just live with passion and enjoy it and make a living from it. Because it's sad that we see like 95% of the population, they just survive their life, you know?
Mm.
It's not, they don't live with passion, they don't want to go work, and they just do what people are saying.
They're living someone else's dream, not their own.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think has been the key to your success? Why are you so driven? How come you're so consistent every single day at the gym and with what you eat? And what is it that created you to do that? I mean, did you grow up a certain way thinking like that? Was your parents, did something happen to you, or were you just decided, I'm going to do this?
3 years ago, my sister had a big car accident. And I think it was like, it was not the best feeling in the world.
Right.
So yeah, she had over 50 hours of surgery.
Wow.
And it was crazy at the hospital. And I wasn't like able like to go to the hospital. I was like too in shock and didn't know how to react to it. But after all, I just saw her like become stronger mentally, physically, because now she's okay. She's working out and she's really, really strong mentally. And she's one of my inspiration. And then after that, I just said like, life is too fragile, so I have to live my life how I want and do what I'm passionate about.
Mm, that's amazing, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where can we connect with you online? What's the best place to really find more about what you're doing, what you're up to?
Marfit.com. I have everything's there. We also launch a podcast. We have videos. We have articles. We have a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, some of your videos, you know, I checked some of them out earlier. They're pretty inspiring. A lot of them are just you getting shredded in the gym, but they're all really inspiring.
Thank you.
I encourage you to get more of your voice on the video, man. I think it's going to attract more people when you're...
Yeah, inside Team Fit, I always speak, but on YouTube, like in the beginning, I did like 50 videos without talking, and I had like millions of views, and I was like, what? And then I decided to learn English, and I started like in private and on my site, and...
Sure.
And that's awesome. How I learned.
That's great, man. What's the main thing that you want to achieve in the next few years? What's your big dream?
Speak in front of like 100,000 of people.
Wow.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just to see all these people in the same place for an idea. That would be crazy.
Mm. Where do you see yourself doing that? Where would it be? Would it be
everywhere in the world? I don't know. It can be. The place doesn't matter really.
Yeah.
It's just the energy that we'll have there.
Nice. And are you going to do any competitions or?
It's not one of my goals, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't want to compare myself with others. I just want to show that like I'm doing what I love and it's not one of my goals. It's not about the shape really.
Wow.
It's, It's really not about the shape. And a lot of people just see the shape like, oh, a selfie. But no, it's not about that, man. It's just about like hard work and doing what I love.
Wow. Amazing. And you're in a relationship, right? You got your girlfriend?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's been two years and a half.
So you're not trying to like pick up girls? You've got,
no, you've got your thing. I don't party, no.
Yeah. No. Do you drink at all?
One, two times a year.
Really?
When I go on vacation, yeah.
Wow. So you're very disciplined.
I cannot drink, but it's a good thing because when I was young, I was drinking a lot, like party like everyone. And I just lost myself, I think, in that. It's a bad addiction. Oh. And it seems like in our day, like everyone needs to drink alcohol to have fun.
Yeah.
And you want to do something? Well, let's go take a beer. No, man.
It's not fun. I mean, I'm the same way. I've never been drunk. I've maybe had a couple sips of alcohol, you know.
I've been drunk, yeah.
I never got into it. I was just, you know, I was very disciplined with mm-hmm. my training, with my, you know, I wanted to have an edge over everyone else and be in the best shape that I could be. And be able to compete and keep my mind straight the whole time. So I completely understand it. It's never been a fun thing for me either. I like it, man. I love that you're disciplined and that you're committed to greatness, really, for yourself. And you're not trying to compete against anyone either. You're just trying to show people what is possible for themselves and mm-hmm. to chase their dreams, and that you can work on your own and have an amazing life, have amazing relationships, and inspire others. And I think that's very admirable of you to be of service to so many people, because really I feel like you're being of service by being there for them in some type of inspiration. And it's going to evolve over time, I'm sure. You may not do videos in the future, you may do something else, but you're figuring out what's working for you right now, and it seems to be working really well. So congrats on all your success.
Yeah, we'll keep going until I die, I think.
There you go.
Seriously.
I love it. Well, Mark, final question. What's your definition of greatness?
The question.
The question.
Yeah. Yeah, the. Sorry, bro.
You're good.
I think greatness can be different for everyone. But for me, it's when you go after what you believe is right, no matter what. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what others think. And if you can, in the same way, inspire others to go after what they believe, I think that is greatness.
Mm. Spoken well in English, my friend.
Thanks.
I appreciate
it. I'll become better.
Well, hopefully we can have you back on sometime in the future when you've got something else big that you're launching, a new line, clothing line or supplement company, whatever you got going on. I'm a big fan of of you personally and your commitment to excellence, your commitment to serving others. And I think it's amazing what you do. And I want to, you know, encourage other people. It doesn't matter what you're up to. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, into tuning your body into the best shape it can be, or if you want to become a public speaker, or if you love to write, whatever it is. I like Mark just as an example of, do it to the highest level that you can do it so that you can serve others. And that's what I really think Mark is doing, is really serving others by being the best he can be.
For sure. And nothing, you can do whatever you want, guys, because, for example, I'm French. I decided to learn English, and I'm more popular in the English world than in French world. Mm. And I think it's just representing that people don't care how good you are. They just want to see the effort and that you're true.
Mm.
And yeah, I think if you just show that you're doing it for the right thing, you will have success in no matter what you start.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty impressive that, I mean, you're kind of just saying, you know, I learned English in a couple of years, but that's really hard to do, actually, to speak at the level you're speaking. I mean, I've tried to learn.
Thanks, man.
I've tried to learn Spanish for like 8 years, and I'm still horrible at it. So the fact that you're committed to learning it and you can speak this well in 2 years is unbelievable. And I think it's, and the fact that you're doing it to inspire people so that you could actually deliver your message is even more amazing. So congrats on achieving that and, you know, doing it to serve others. So Mark, I appreciate you, man. And thanks so much for coming on and being a humble servant to my audience and serving your audience as well. I know it's going to continue to grow at a rapid pace. So congrats with everything, and make sure everyone to check out MarkFit.com. That's MarkFit.com. Thanks,
Mark. Thank you, my man.
You, brother.
there you have it. Again, thanks so much for the one and only Mark Fitt for coming on. Super young, successful guy. Proud of this guy for really taking on his life in a way that most 23-year-olds don't take on. And what he's been able to create for himself. Again, learning a new language so that he could serve his audience better and really bring on the right team for his company and growing it in just a couple short years for what he's done. Super impressed with what he's created. Big props to you, Mark, and I hope for all the best in the future. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please share it out with your friends over on Twitter, on Facebook. And again, make sure to check out Mark. He's at markfitt.com, M-A-R-C-F-I-T-T. We've got all the show notes over at schoolofgreatness.com or lewishowes.com if you want to check this out. And this guy's crushing it. So make sure to check it out. I'll have videos up there, some images for all the ladies. He's pretty nice to look at. And for all the guys, his body is something to look at for you to try to get to yourself as well and get in that greatest shape. So I appreciate each and every one of you on here. It's my goal and my intention to find people that I'm inspired by and find people that are really being of service to the world and living a higher purpose. And that's what Mark inspired me to bring him on today. And I'm going to continue to bring great guests each and every week to serve you and your highest purpose. So I appreciate all of the comments that you guys continue to put out there about this, for sharing it with your friends, and for keeping it one of the top podcasts on iTunes. It means a lot to me. I'm completely humbled and grateful for all that you do and for being an amazing listener and taking action in your own life from what we create here on the School of Greatness podcast. So with that, guys, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
The body is very important, but the mind is more important than the body. We have to visualize what that body ought to look like in order to make it win. Because that's what creates then the will that you need to go to the gym every day, the will that makes you go and do the 4 reps, the will that makes you go beyond when you do your 500-pound reps in the squats and you can't do another rep and your body is shaking. It's the will that makes you go one more time down and struggle up one more time. And so it's all of this, so the mental aspect that motivates you and that makes the difference between you being in the gym full of joy and looking forward to doing that extra rep and looking forward to doing those extra 100 reps in the sit-ups and working past the pain barriers. That all is the mind. That's not the body. So this is why I think the body is very important, but the mind is more important than the body.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.